With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. An arrest in the Manhattan killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO. New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the suspect was reported by a McDonald's employee in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
The suspect was in a McDonald's and was recognized by an employee who then called local police. Responding officers questioned the suspect, who was acting suspiciously and was carrying multiple fraudulent IDs as well as a U.S. passport. Upon further investigation, officers recovered a firearm on his person as well as a suppressor, both consistent with the weapon used in the murder. They also recovered clothing, including a mask, consistent with those worn by our wanted individual.
NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kinney identified the suspect as Luigi Nicholas Maggioni. Also at SRNnews.com, a Middle East expert says the overthrow of Bashar al-Assad of Syria is a good thing.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Ora, knows a lot about Syria, but admits,
"We don't know who's going to take charge there."
Something that's not causing him a great deal of worry.
I don't care if Jihad Joe takes over Syria. Anything's better than Assad.
Ora is cheering the fact that with Assad out, Iran can no longer funnel its missiles through Syria into Lebanon for Hezbollah to use against Israel.
The Shiite arc that extended, the crescent that extended from Tehran to the Mediterranean, has just collapsed.
Former Ambassador Ora was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump says he has no plans to replace Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell, whose term runs through May 2026. Trump said Powell would probably leave if you told him to, but he isn't planning to right now. Trump first appointed Powell in 2018, but soon thought about removing him over a dispute about interest rates. This is SRN News. Tis the season for living nativities.
Churches and ministries across the country are in the process of gathering costumes and volunteers for their annual effort to spread the gospel with a little bit of drama. Faith Lutheran Church in Branson, Missouri will put one on this Sunday night. Horizon Church in Rancho Santa Fe, California will do the same on December 20th through the 22nd. And there will be a living nativity at First Presbyterian Church in Spruce Pine, North Carolina on the 20th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in Michigan are pressing to pass new abortion laws before the party loses its majority with the new legislative session next year and President Trump returns to the White House. Despite the fact that Mr. Trump has vowed to leave the question of abortion to states, liberal lawmakers in many places are still expressing panic. California has called a special session of the legislature to try and insulate laws. This is SRN News. South Korean authorities have imposed a travel ban on the country's president.
Banning a sitting president from leaving the country he's supposed to be governing is a major move and raises questions about what control Mr. Yoon now has over the government. On Sunday, his party said power had been handed over to the prime minister. But on Monday, South Korea's Ministry of Defense said Mr. Yoon still had at least one role, commander-in-chief of the armed forces. Opposition politicians said the current chaos was unconstitutional and are again planning to try to impeach the president.
For the second time this year, L.L. Bean is moving forward with a plan to reduce its workforce. The retail company, headquartered in Maine, says it's going to cut staff by up to 75 people, which is about 3% of its workforce in the state. College enrollment's down 5% among 18-year-olds this fall semester in both public and private colleges. More details at SRNnews.com.